This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow. The counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website, results.eci.gov.in, as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents, which is available on its website. In Uttar Pradesh, the Election Commission of India has completed foolproof preparations for the counting of votes in 80 Lok Sabha seats, which is scheduled to begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. State Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said that the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha general election will take place in 81 counting centres in 75 districts of the state. All strong rooms where polled EVMs are kept are under three-layered security with inner cordon manned by Central Armed Forces. Concerned candidates have been watching the strong room arrangements through CCTV coverage 24/7. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world of the 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. He said Bharat's governance model has become an example for many countries around the world. Sharing his thoughts with people of the country through a letter, Mr. Modi said that innovative practices such as pro-people, good governance, aspirational districts and aspirational blocks are being discussed globally today. He said empowering 25 crore people to rise above poverty in just 10 years is unprecedented. Mr. Modi said the government's efforts from empowering the poor to last mile delivery have inspired the world by prioritizing individuals standing at the last rung of society. The Prime Minister has stressed on the need to work quickly in four directions: speed, scale, scope and standards. He highlighted that since the success of the G20, the world has been increasingly envisioning a bigger role for Bharat. Mr. Modi said, "Today Bharat is being acknowledged as a strong and important voice of the Global South, and the African Union has become a part of the G20 group and the initiative of Bharat." Mr. Modi said, "This is going to be a crucial turning point for the future of African countries." Talking about his three-day spiritual journey in Kanyakumari, Prime Minister said, "This land of Kanyakumari gives an indelible message of unity, especially to any person who doubts Bharat's nationhood and the sense of unity." Unified Payment Interface UPI transactions clocked a new high in value in May by processing 14.04 billion transactions worth 20.45 trillion rupees. This was a 6% increase compared to 13.30 billion in April in terms of volume and 4% in value terms against 19.64 trillion rupees in April. Data shared by the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, said that the May figures were 49% up in volume and 39% up in value compared to the same month in 2023. Indian equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared to record high levels in early trade today after most of the exit polls predicted that BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is set to retain power in the Lok Sabha elections for a third straight term. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 2,778 points or 3.75% to hit its all-time high of 76,739, while the NSE Nifty rallied 808 points or 3.58% to hit a fresh all-time high of 23,339 in early deals. The Sensex was trading 2,020 points or 2.73% higher at 75,981, while the Nifty was 615 points or 2.73% up at 23,146 when the reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave conditions will persist with reduced intensity over northwest central and east India for the next 2 days. Today, heat wave conditions are expected in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.